our options have become extremely limited due to the recent actions or inaction of the General Assembly on our bill regarding the supplemental tax. And as many people disagreed with the supplemental, and I don't think any of us here really wanted to be in a position of having to issue the supplemental. I think that as we've worked through the situation with the school department's deficit, there became fewer and fewer abilities to deal with the deficit at that level without moving forward with the supplemental. But that being the case, without the ability to do the supplemental at this point, time is running out. The school department bounced some checks just this past week. Their payroll was due to bounce as well, but the city found the shortage in the accounts, and we were able to float a short-term loan until the next state aid payment comes in, so we were able to keep them going. As far as where we go from here, our situation really revolves again around the school department. They have a state aid payment that's coming in this week, and that will be enough, we believe, to cover their one more payroll. After that, then I think basically the well is dry, and they still find themselves with payables of upwards of about $6 million or so. And vendors, having appealed to the Department of Education, are now having their fees taken directly out of their state aid. So within that period of time, it will become nearly impossible for the school department to continue functioning. So that being the case, it really leaves us with very little ability to make up that amount of money in such a short period of time to cover them. Now, the city side of the budget, we have money in the budget that we could cover them, but come the first week of July or so, we have a significant debt service payment of about $4.6 million that's due, and we cannot place that at risk of not making that payment. So that's where the time becomes even more critical. So that leaves us with this option that was introduced at the last meeting, tabled pending what was believed to be at that time the successful passage of the bill at the General Assembly. When that did not pass, it brings us back here today, because clearly I think that when you look at the options, the Budget Commission, with the ability to advance state aid payments, would at least buy this city some time with the ability to begin restructuring and hopefully either getting the supplemental through or looking at other options going forward. But clearly, as was indicated to us by Rosemary Booth Globley before, the supplemental is something that they would in all likelihood be pursuing anyway. That was something that she's told specifically to both House and Finance Senate leaders. So in essence, that's basically why we're here, I guess. Just a couple of things that I want to clarify before I'll turn it back over to you. At the House session on Thursday, there were some comments made by Representative Baldelli Hunt regarding the standing of a budget commission, and it was said by our representative that they had a meeting with the Director of Revenue and other staff of the governor, and it was indicated that a budget commission was going to be appointed regardless of what happened with the supplemental bill, and that it was already a foregone conclusion and that the administration knew about that. And I can tell you that that's absolutely false. The Director of Revenue has been very clear from the outset that she is keeping a close eye on things and has been working with us very closely. But even up until Friday, when I spoke with her about the situation, even then she said that she was going to wait to see what happened with the resolution, and then she would consider it and decide from that point whether or not to appoint the Budget Commission. This was not and has not been a foregone conclusion up until this point, so any statements to that end are not true. The other issue that was brought up was that there was information or false information given to the House and Senate leaders and the committees. Everything that we gave them was as forthright and upfront as we could. We gave them drafts of the budgets as we prepared as best as possible. We gave them all of our most current financial information and provided everything that we could to them in writing. So I was somewhat taken aback by a comment indicating that myself or Mr. Bruce would not have been as forthright with those committees as we should have been. We provided them everything as truthfully as we possibly could, and I don't appreciate the insinuation otherwise. So that being the case, we basically find ourselves here, and the supplemental, if this passes, Rosemary did indicate that even if they do go into a budget commission, that they were still looking at trying to resurrect the situation with the supplemental, and I think that that will be a first and foremost priority, regardless of what direction she takes. But nonetheless, we find ourselves here with this resolution, and I would urge your support, and would also be supporting the request to, if the council passes it, I would also offer a letter of support to the Department of Municipal Affairs and Director of Revenue.